Sakuri.
It's back. Who knows what's going to happen next week when the mother doesn't speak returns. But for now, who cares?
Oh. What's Sakuri?
I don't know what the score is.
I think Chap has won both days so far.
Yeah, you're doing well.
Thanks.
Okay, here's today's first situation. If you want to play along at home, or in the car, or on the bus, on the train, or wherever you might be, send a text and let me know how you do afterwards to 81199. Let's keep it tight and bright today, yeah?
Oh, what's occurring?
You know, James King?
Yes.
That's a bit extreme.
I thought you wanted it tight.
Oh, he likes films.
Does.
Yes. Likes girls as well.
Yep.
So we thought, what better to do than to get James to answer questions about films? Thing is, he was being distracted by a luscious lady who may have been taking some clothes off at the time.
If someone's just tuned in now, they could be like, what on earth is going on?
I'm keeping it tight and bright, like Wayne does.
It's not that bright.
God.
You're just tight.
Okay, I'll be bright and tight now. Here's my question to you, Jabbers. How many questions would James King get right in 60 seconds about films while a lady's taking the clothes off? Becky.
Three
questions while James takes his clothes off, yeah?
No, I don't think I think he managed one. I think he was so distracted by her.
We did this a while ago.
This sounds... You're putting on the voice you used to use when you first started in radio.
That's right, my darling.
It's your 16-year-old radio voice.
Yes.
His 16-year-old radio voice.
Like, you're not keeping it tight and bright.
Yeah, but your radio voice at 16 was a lot higher.
You sound like Stewie from Family Guy.
I said one.
Okay,
I was keeping it tight
then.
Let's
find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's not really working for me, that. Here's James King being distracted by a lovely lady who's taking her clothes off and answering questions about films. But how many are you getting? Okay, James, your time starts now.
Oh, hang on, the ears have gone on.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, my good God. excuse me, I was a bit busy there. 12.
11.
Oh, okay.
In Toy Story...
The tie's going on.
In Toy Story,
yeah.
What was Buzz Lightyear's original name going to be?
Oh, I really don't care.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
Luna Larry.
Oh, hello.
God. In the Bourne films,
yeah.
Jason Bourne is suffering from what?
Amnesia.
Correct.
She's unbuttoning things.
What is the home planet?
She's unbuttoning things.
What is the home planet of
hang on.
What is the home planet of the Transformers called?
Oh my good lord. Oh, hang on.
If you have forgotten the question.
That bikini top is still warm.
Okay, what is the home planet of the Transformers called?
I don't know.
Okay, Cybertron. Which Disney cartoon celebrates its... That's it.
I'm being tied up.
1 minute is up. Oh my good lord.
Good.
Wow, this is great.
That is, yeah. But
can we do 2 minutes?
James King, being a little bit distracted whilst asking questions about his favourite subject, films, thing he knows the most about. But he did get one, Chappers. Well remembered.
That one sticks in my mind more than a lot of other I was occurring.
How many Oscars did Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, pick up at the 2004 ceremony?
Oh, my good God. excuse me, I was a bit busy there.
Oh, what's occurring?
You're on fire.
Don't even ask, Becky.
You're on fire this week, Chappers.
Thanks. Why do you and me have to kind of like, you know, kiss chickens and meet
goats
penguins
and stuff,
rather than do nice, enjoyable features like that?
Each to their own. Okay, next one. You know The Apprentice?
Yeah, I know The Apprentice.
It's on tonight, isn't it? It's good. BBC One, 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh, have you forgotten to record it? You're going out.
No, I'm working out. Oh, God, that means I've got three things to watch tonight. How am I going to do that?
What are you going to watch?
Well, I've got Liverpool-Chelsea, Barcelona-Bayern-Munich, and The Apprentice.
Just watch The Apprentice. You can get the scores off the news tomorrow.
Don't think it quite works like that if you're a football fan.
It's my job. I've got to be...
are the news.
I've got to be immersed in it.
So you can't record... Can you not record two things at once?
Do you know what I'll do? I'll watch the football, and then I'll watch The Apprentice on the iPlayer.
Making the missable unmissable.
Yes.
No, that's not right, is
no.
it?
No. Making the unmissable unwatchable.
That's
no,
it.
No, is it?
What is it?
Unmissable, isn't it?
It's not unmissable. Anyhow.
It is.
Anyway, Apprentice.
Watch it on the iPlayer, because it's good. You know Nick or Margaret?
Yeah.
Nick and Margaret, Sir Alan's trusty aides. Mm-hmm. They always look a little bit unhappy, don't they?
Yeah, they never look that cheerful.
No. Who do you prefer, Nick or Margaret?
I prefer Margaret.
Why?
Just, there's a bit more sarcasm to Margaret than there is to Nick.
Right, are you, Becky?
You're not going to make me choose, are you?
Yeah. It's a bit like Ant or Deck, isn't
it? Yeah, you can't choose between Nick and Margaret.
Well, yeah, you can.
I'm asking you to.
You're going to have to. This link isn't very tight or bright.
It's not, is it?
Nick. Just because Chappa said Margaret. Yeah.
They do work well together. However, we went on to Stupid Street earlier to ask this question. Nick or Margaret, who would be the most popular? Come on, tight and bright.
I don't think they'll know who either of them are, to be honest, on Stupid Street. I'm going
Margaret.
You can't do that.
I can, I just jumped in. Okay, Nick. What? Which one do you want?
No, tight and bright, everybody. Tight and bright.
You said Margaret, I'll go Nick.
Okay, yeah.
Then that'll be Margaret.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We are Stupid Street. Nick or Margaret?
If I said to you, Nick or Margaret, what would you say?
Margaret, because it sounds like a bit of a joker.
Margaret. I don't know, because she's a girl.
Nick Grimshaw, he's amazing, I love him. He's so fit, seriously. Margaret reminds me of my auntie, and it's a bit like, oh, auntie. She's a bit of a psycho, and she's all mad, like, ah, oh, God, crash the car, crash the car. She crashed the car, and she can't drive, because she crashed the car into a pole, and then she got in trouble.
Margaret. Like, you can say it funny, like, Margaret, Margaret.
Margaret. Because she's good for her age. Because Nick's a bit of, I don't know, my mum don't trust him.
Nick or Margaret, what would you say?
Peter.
Probably Nick. Sounds pretty cool.
Probably Margaret, since she's a woman. It just reminds me of old grannies.
I would say Margaret Thatcher.
If I said to you, Nick or Margaret, what would you say?
Bob.
Margaret. Because it reminds me of, like, the olden days.
Nick. Because it can be, like, lengthened to Nicholas.
Bob and Margaret.
Margaret. Because she's funny. She's funnier than Nick, and her facial expressions are hilarious.
Margaret. Because it reminds me of old people, and they smell a bit like lavender.
Nice. They never disappoint, do they?
They never do, do they?
Margaret. Because it reminds me of old people, and they smell a bit like lavender.
This is my favourite, though.
Margaret reminds me of my auntie, and it's a bit like, oh, auntie. She's a bit of a psycho, and she's all mad, like, ah, oh, God, crash the car, crash the car. She crashed the car, and she can't drive, because she crashed the car into a pole, and then she got in trouble.
Seriously?
What did she crash the car into?
I think it must have been her auntie that crashed. Not Margaret.
No,
crashed
not
the
actual
car.
Margaret. Her auntie crashed, I think. She just went off on the story.
I have no idea. I lost her like about 2 seconds in.
What was Nick Grimshaw's girlfriend doing on Stupid Street?
I have no idea.
I don't know. My mum don't trust him.
Oh. What's occurring?
Margaret was the most popular answer. It's 1-1. Last one. You know Westwood? Did this a while ago.
Right.
And the Cheeky Girls are Westwood's biggest fans. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
My question to you, though. Let's say the Cheeky Girls called up the big dog Westwood and invited him out for dinner. How long would Westwood stay on the phone for? Becky?
38 seconds.
Chappers?
Nah, 20 seconds. Although he's quite polite, isn't he? Mm. Whenever he gets called. Nah, 20 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here are the Cheeky Girls asking Westwood on a date.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Westwood?
Yes.
Hi, we are the Cheeky Girls, and we would like to say that we are really, really big fans of your show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, baby.
Would you like to come for dinner sometime with us? You know, Mom could cook you a Romanian dish.
Say that again, baby.
Sorry?
I didn't hear what you said, sorry.
I said, would you like to... we would like to invite you to cook for you a Romanian dish.
That's real cool of you to do that, baby. I appreciate the offer.
But no?
Huh?
So, is it a yes?
I'm just grateful for you offering to cook me dinner. I really appreciate that.
So, when do we fix the date? For which date? When about are you free?
I'm a little busy at the moment, so I should call you back when I get some time.
You don't have to say now, you know. I can give you my telephone number.
Okay, well, I've got your number, so I'll give you a ring.
Oh, you have our number,
time,
yeah? Okay, cool. So,
yeah.
When do you call me?
When I get some time.
When you get some time. But Westwood, how old are you?
27.
Oh, you are 27? Oh, yeah. Perfect. I am Monica, and I am single.
Okay, I'm very proud for you.
Maybe
keep it European, okay?
One minute, 34.
He is always so nice.
What a nice man.
So, did he finish with keep it European?
Keep it European. So, Becky wins today's Oh, What's a Carrot? Well done, love.